So we're going to continue. So Baruch Hashem, we finished a little bit of the history of the great Mekubalim of the generation, the previous generations, and then what's happening a little bit, just an inkling of what's happening in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, the different yeshivot we spoke about. Now we're going to speak about the Kitvei Arizal. The Kitvei Arizal have a interesting history, and which part makes part and parcel of the limud of the Arizal. In order for somebody to get into the limud Arizal, he has to really know the history of how the Kitvei Arizal came about. So first of all, as we know that the Rav Chaim Vital Arizal told Rav Chaim Vital, and this was known, this is mefusim to everybody that knows the story of the Arizal and the Ma'achol, that the Arizal told the Ma'achol that the only reason why I came on this earth, in this Gilgul, was to teach Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital's job was to mispash this to this whole, to the entire world, and that's going to usher in the Tukufa, which we call the Geula, which ushers in the Mashiach. That's when all the writings of the Arizal will be mispashed. Now, how long was that period when they learned together? They learned the Sach HaKol a whole entire year in 10 months. That's it. And that really gives us maybe a few lifetimes to learn. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing, absolutely tremendous. Every time I think about it, it's a year of 10 months of Rav Chaim Vital learning by the feet of Arizal will take us few lifetimes to learn all the amount of information. It was a tremendous, tremendous amount of information that was given over. So what happened after a year and 10 months after Arizal was Niftar? After it was Niftar, Rav Chaim Vital went to Damascus, that's his hometown. He went back there. There's a whole story, it's brought down in the Chida, that he went originally back to Yerushalayim, and he was asked over there by one of the Sarim, one of the generals over there, it was Palestine at the time, and they asked him to do a Nes, to split the Gihon, to make the Gihon a certain body of water to flow, and he refused to use his Kabbalistic powers in order to do that, and because of that the Tsar, which was in charge over there, went out to try to kill him. So he ran away from Yerushalayim and he went back to Damascus. I might as well just finish off the story. What happens is that the Arizal came to him in a dream, and he said to him, why didn't you do what the Tsar told you? You should have made a Nes and made the flow of the Gihon river over there. You should have made it flow, because we know the story, because in Tanakh it teaches that it was stopped up by one of the kings of Malchi Yehuda. They stopped up the Gihon for some purpose, which I'm not going to go into right now. And Arizal said, why don't you do it? And he said, the Rav Chaim Vital answered the Arizal and said, no, I didn't want to use my spiritual powers, for this goy, and, what's the purpose? It's interesting enough, the way he got to Damascus, by the way, was by making kvisas there. He said, Hashem, Hashem, and he just flew to Damascus the same second. So he did use his purpose, but that was pikuach nefesh that he was allowed to do. But Arizal answered him very interesting, and he said, you should have did it. You should have opened up the Gihon, because you are a reincarnation of this Melech Yehuda that did the Avera of closing up the Gihon, and you would have did this great mitzvah of opening up the Gihon, which in the spiritual world would open up the Shefa of the Kedusha pouring through this world, which would usher in the Mashiach. And because you didn't do it, you messed out. So the Rav Chaim Vital said, what's the problem? Same way that I flew here in one second using Shem, I'm going to fly back, open the Gihon, that's it. He said, no. Over Zman, Baltical bonus. That once you pass the Zman, the Pesach for the Geula, which had a particular time in space, had come, and now that Pesach, that door has closed. There's no way to reopen it. Okay, interesting story. Akopani, when he went back to Damascus, after a year and 10 months of learning from the Arizal, he reviewed his work, he reviewed all the learning that he had over and over and over again. When you do that, when he starts writing, he was a tremendous writer. He rewrote his learning over and over and over again. So we have various editions now, which is called Medura Kama, first edition, Medura Batra, Medura Tanyinya, Batra de Batra. We have various editions that came out of those next 38 years of the next 40 years that he rehashed that information over and over again, rewriting to make it better and better. instead of really putting that all away, what happened was is that he kept it, and people found it and started publishing them. So now we have various medullahs of the I wouldn't say the exact same thing, but very, very similar copies over and over again. Now that's very important for us. That helps us, though, in a way. It's sort of a hindrance in one way, because we have to rehash the information, or we have to learn the information over and over again. But in Mitzarach we find differences, which helps us get a new insight into things which he left out in one particular edition. Okay, so one edition will leave out something. The edition will put it in, so we'll get the whole thing of it. Now, you understand what I said?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Now let's start off like this. You have Medulla Kama. Medulla Kama is a very interesting story. That means the first edition that came out. Now the story goes like this. It's called the Tar Niyarim. The Tar Niyarim, that's the 600 pages. That's what it's called. That's what it's called. Now you had, what happened was, like we said, Rav Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital went back to Damascus, and there was a tekufa where he fell very ill. He fell very ill, and his wife was taking care of him. As also, he had a brother. His brother was also taking care of him. Now, there was somebody on the scene called Rabbi Yeshua bin Nun. Interesting name, Rabbi Yeshua bin Nun. We're talking in the Shin Mem Zion, 425 years ago, that was desperate to get his hands on the writings of the Arizal. Now, Rav Chaim Vital was very, very makpid not to let anybody see the Kitav Arizal. He was makpid just to choose his Talmidim by hand. Nothing was to go out. And the reason given that's what in Shach Damas tells us, that he felt that the generation wasn't ready for the Kitva Arizal. Wasn't ready for the deep understanding of the creation of the world, the running of the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. There were other thoughts and theories in Kabbalah, different types of Kabbalah. Other religions also have their Kabbalah, and so on and so forth. So he felt there was going to be a lag, meaning there was going to be a disrespect for the teaching, therefore he kept it under hush-hush. Nevertheless, serious Talmidim, big Talmid Chachamim, were very desperate to see and get a look at the Kitva Arizal. And this is one of the Talmidim was called Rabbi Yeshua bin Nun. And what happened, he knocked on the door of Chaim Vital, and his wife told him that Chaim Vital is not seeing anybody, and that he was going to, and he was very ill, and he didn't want the Ksavim to leave the house. Rabbi Yeshua bin Nun did not leave it at that. He went back and back and back till he finally met the brother of Rav Chaim Vital, and he told the brother of Chaim Vital, "Listen, I really want to see it. I only want it for 3 days. I want to see it for 3 days, and I'll pay you a huge amount of money." He was a rich individual, and he paid the brother of Rav Chaim Vital, and he said, "Okay, fine. If it's only for 3 days, you're Talmid Chacham, I'm going to trust you. Take this and bring them back in 3 days." So what he did was, I'm not talking about the Choshen Mishpat involved here, whether he had the right, not had the right, but what he did, he hired 600, he hired a huge amount of sofrim, of writers, and he copied all the 600 pages. I think it was 300, if I'm not mistaken. The story goes, there was 300 sofrim all around town. He hired 300, sofrim, and they all copied 2 pages. And within 3 days, he returned all the 600 pages back to Rav Chaim Vital's home. And he now had a copy of the Tar Niyarim. That's why they're called 600 pages. There was 600 klafim. Then now, there was 2 copies now. Rav Chaim Vital's copy and Rav Yeshua bin Nun's copy. And from there came out the first set of Svarim, which was leaked out from the house of Rav Chaim Vital, called the Sefer Drushim, the Sefer HaKavanot, and the Sefer HaLikutim. Okay? And that's what we name in general as Medulla Kama. Now, Medulla Kama you'll find in the Et Chaim itself. Et Chaim is a culmination, is a collection of Medulla Kama, Medulla Tinyana, Medulla Batra. These 3 editions. Now, Medura Kama, when the Rizal quotes, or Rav Chaim says to us, Medura Kama, you'll know what that means. It's actually not only an abbreviation, it's Mem Kuf, but you'll know it stands for Medura Kama. And you'll know that that is from the first generation of the Kitva Rizal, which again is Sefer Drushim, Sefer Kavanot, and Sefer Likutim. And this was taken care of by somebody called Rav Binyamin Halevi. Binyamin Halevi, which is known as the Ramaz. He's the Rabbo of the Ramaz, of Moshe Zakuta. He was a teacher of the Ramaz, the great Ramaz, again, one of the great Mefarshim on the Etchayim. We have Zagaz on the back of the Otzatchayim. On some editions, and the Mevor Sha'arim as well, we have the Zagaz. And his teacher was Rav Binyamin Levi. He was Mesader, Besof Sof. At the end of the day, he took all the 600 pages and made these three Tzfarim. Now, you have to understand that what happened was there was a huge, huge, huge amount of mistakes in these 600 pages. For the simple reason is that there was a huge rush and a huge amount of pressure put on these sofrim to write these 600 pages within 3 days. So the sofrim made mistakes. That was the first thing. Second of all, when you give 300 people, when you machalik the 600 pages between 300 people, and now they each one are giving back the additions, what they wrote, back to Yeshua ben Nun, you can imagine they weren't in the right order. Absolutely not. All the order was completely mixed up. The problem was, since they gave back the original copy, nobody could tell which page came before the other page. So which led to part of the fun over here is to reorganize all these 600 pages. They didn't know which was the first page and then which was the last page. Everything was completely mixed up. Again, you have so many people involved, 300 people involved here, dealing with the 600 pages, there was a big bahala involved. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua bin Nun and Rabbi Binyamin Halevi made sense, and mechalik the 600 pages in three different books. First book, Sefer Drushim, Sefer Kavanas, and Sefer Likutim. Now, that was all Medura Kama. Medura Batra, the second Medura, second edition, came from, as we said, we'll just repeat the story. We said this story before, but we'll repeat it just to get things in order. Was somebody, a famous Mekuba called Avram Azulai. Avram Azulai, again, was the great-great-grandfather of Chida. Chida, 394 years ago, Shinayin Ches, that had the permission. He went up to Rav Shmuel Vital, the son, this is after Rav Chaim Vital was Nifta already. Some say, yes, because some say Taki was still in the lifetime of, we have two Shmuels. Some say it was in the lifetime of Chaim Vital, and some say it was already when Chaim Vital was Nifta. So, nevertheless, the Rav Avraham Zulai had the permission of Rav Shmuel Vital to go into Geniza, where Rav Chaim Vital hid these writings. Part of the writings of Ariza, he hid them away. Again, for the reason that he felt the generations weren't fit in order to receive this very holy transmission of Kabbalah from Bishmon Vayichai, from Moshe Rabbeinu on HaSinai. Now, he was joined by somebody called, like we said last time, Rav Yaakov Tzemach. Rav Yaakov Tzemach Basov took these writings from Rav Avraham Azulai and made another five different books. The first one is called Olat Tamid. Second, Kihlat Yaakov. Third one, Otzot Chaim. Fourth one, Adam Yashar. The fifth one was Zohar Harekia. Those five editions came out again from the work of the hand of Avraham Azulai that dig them out of the Geniza, and Rav Yaakov Tzemach, which made sense of all the Ktsavim. Again, these are very old Ktsavim. They were dug in the ground for many, many years, and they explain over there how half the words were not the half the words. A lot of the words were missing. They had to piece the words together. It was moldy and so on and so forth. And it was a tremendous work. Again, so they made sense out of all those pages. ages, they made five additional books different from the first Madura, which we call, in all, we call it Madura Batra. Madura Batra. Actually, the third one, which is called Otzot Chaim, is actually called Madura Tinyana. Now, okay, so that's the second stage in the development of the, what we call the Kitvei Ariza. All this is part of the Kitvei Ariza, and all these books are tremendous works on its own, and each one needs to be learned properly to get a proper hekev on all the system of Kabbalah according to Ariza. Okay, so I think we run out of time for now. We'll continue with Hashem on the history of the Kitvei Ariza next time.